we are crossing to the Velodrome in London. Toby is there for us. Toby, it sounds a busy place there.
Alan, hi there. Yeah, it's been really quite noisy. We're actually in the media centre at the moment because where we actually hopefully catch some of the athletes as they finish their races, it's just a bit noisy in there, I think, to do our little talk. But it's the atmosphere is incredible. There's lots of people and lots of shouting. And we've seen Libby out doing her time trial this morning, Libby Clegg, who's obviously moved from track to cycling, moved from field events to cycling. So, and there's some really good people. We've got Aidan McGlynn, and there's also Sophie Unwin as well in the women's, and obviously the men as well. But it's a real atmosphere now. It's absolutely fantastic.
I'm envious, Toby, because I wanted to be at the cycle. I love the cycling. The Velodrome is always really loud, and usually when you're talking to the athletes, you're right in the centre of it all. I mean, it must really lift them when they're going around the course. The noise must be electric.
Yeah, I mean, when they came out this morning, the noise was absolutely fantastic. There was a big roar from the crowd as they came round and stuff. And, that was really fun to hear and stuff. And where we are in the sort of mix zone, hopefully catching people, is right, almost not quite in the centre, but right in the middle of the track. We've come up and there we are, right in the centre of it all. So you've got the cyclists going round you and stuff. It's really good, really good.
it will be interesting to find out if you get to chat to Libby a bit later, what it's like for her, as you say, taking on the cycling for the very first time. And Neil Fackey, I think he's going to be out later aiming to win those two golds, which would make him Scotland's most decorated athlete. So he did tell me, though, when we spoke to him a few weeks ago, that that's not front and centre in his mind. He just wants to go out there and win those races. But you can imagine the pressure must be on him a bit as well. He'll want this, won't he?
Oh, God, yeah, certainly he'll want it. And I think Aileen will also as well, because Aileen hasn't had a Commonwealth gold yet. She's got a silver and the bronze. So she's definitely, I think, going for a gold. But this afternoon, it's the men's 1,000-metre time. So there's just one event for them. And then it switches over on Sunday. So the women's will have their sprint. Women's will have their time and then the men will have their sprint. So... it'd be nice to see the men out this afternoon racing.
Is the weather nice in London?
It's very hot, Alan. It's very, very, very warm indeed. And I've got my RNIB t-shirt on. And
are you looking resplendent in pink? Or have you gone for the white?
I've gone for white.
Oh.
John's in the pink. I'm in the white.
Fantastic. Toby, you're going to be on Afternoon Edition later. Hopefully you'll have lots more to tell us about the morning's events and looking ahead to the rest of the afternoon.
Yeah, hopefully we should have some information about, if not hopefully the semi-finals for the women this afternoon when I come in at the afternoon edition, and then obviously we have Sunday as well.
Great stuff. We'll look forward to that, Toby. Enjoy the Velodrome in London.
Thanks, Alan. Speak soon.
Toby there in the Velodrome. He says everything's a cracking time. I'm envious.